They would at Napa to close out the regular basketball season in the MEL. Our broadcast will be on the air at 6:45 tonight. The Indians and the Wildcats on KVON. San Jose Sharks are also in action tonight. They are hosting the Arizona Coyotes. And we have the Vintage Boys playing over in Armio. The Vintage Girls are hosting Armio, unless it's a forfeit. Napa High Girls are playing at Wilsey Wood tonight. Justin Siena Girls are in the MCAL playoffs at Tamalpais.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
Today, I sent an email to my husband, and I said, you rock.
I cooked breakfast for my wife. I came to pick up the kids, told her to stay home and relax.
I did his laundry.
Made the bed for my wife, because she usually does, and I even put the pillows in the right place. She was thrilled.
What have you done for your marriage today? Do something a little special. Get started at foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Tonight, it's the conclusion of regular season for local high school basketball, as Wilsey Wood is at Napa High. Our broadcast begins at 6:45 tonight. It's the Indians and the Wildcats, tonight on KVON.
Here's a look at your Napa Valley news, courtesy of the Napa Valley Register. A 47-year-old American Canyon man was found dead in a motorhome that was involved in a crash Saturday night. The man was found in the driver's seat in Vallejo, but he died from something other than the crash. Police are investigating as a homicide. Milliken Dam will be outfitted with floating barriers to stop logs, tree trunks, and other debris from damaging the dam itself. The debris is expected after the wildfires from last October. For the most part, graffiti painters are leaving the Napa Valley Vine Trails murals alone, but in January, a mural was tagged. The murals are covered with a coating that makes it easier to remove the spray paint. It's hoped that evening patrols by Napa's newly hired park rangers will help curb the graffiti. A Steak and Shake fast food restaurant is coming to American Canyon. It's a popular chain in the Midwest. Store will be at the intersection of South Kelly Road and Highway 29. That's a look at your Napa Valley news. I'm Sharpie.
Whether you remember poodle skirts, mini skirts, or bell bottoms,
you're just the right age.
Whether you liked Ike or loved Lucy,
your help is needed.
Even if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or beyond, you can sign up to become an organ and tissue donor.
Think you're too old? Think again.
Any age is the right age to donate the gift of life.
Sign up today at organdonor.gov or call 1-866-99-DONATE.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hola, mi Valle. This is Isela Martin, the host of the new KVON show, La Hora with Isela. Tune in to 1440 AM or stream KVON.com every Thursday morning at 9 AM to learn and listen about our current topics, events, and happenings that affect all of us here in our local community. That's La Hora with Isela every Thursday morning at 9 AM on 1440 AM, KVON, or streaming at KVON.com.
Hi, this is Barry Martin inviting you to join us on Thursday, February 15th, as we take the morning show on the road to the factory stores. We're going to set up shop at Brewed, the new coffee shop, where they're hosting Coffee with a Cop. And we'll be able to talk with folks like Steve Potter from the Napa Police Department, John Robertson, County Sheriff, and others, all on Thursday, February 15th. We'll do the whole show there. We'll be live an extra hour from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Come and join us. Listen live here on KVON.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Every episode, a veritable cornucopia of Finkel fun.
Get ready for another heapful of fascinating things to know from witty and intriguing people on Judd's Napa Valley Show. No stale script and no rehearsing, live from a Napa studio. You may be that intriguing person on Judd's Napa Valley Show. On Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa. Judd's Napa Valley. Judd's Napa Valley Show.
All you need is love. But a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt. Charles M. Schulz. And now, live from the 1440 KVON studios at Broadcast Park in the beautiful Napa Valley, it's Judd's Napa Valley Show. I'm Lauren Mull, and here's your host, Judd Finkelstein.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lauren Mull. Always a pleasure to be here. A little chocolate always goes a long way to brighten the day, and we're at Valentine's Day. So chocolate is figuring big, they say.
Yes, even though tomorrow happens to be Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's true. But it's upon us, you know.
Exactly.
Chocolate
yes.
is in the air,
it
as
is.
They say. Have you been consuming some?
Not lately.
Not your fair
I'm
share.
I'm just trying to watch what I eat.
Is that a big seller? Oh, well, that's good that you're keeping an eye on your diet. Not that it looks like you need to. You look very fit and trim. But how about over at your work? Are people stocking up on red roses and other flowers and bottles of wine and chocolates?
Exactly.
Yeah, what's a big seller?
Red roses.
Okay. Classic.
Second best seller, yellow roses.
Oh, okay. I wonder, is there a meaning to yellow roses? Do we know? You go ahead. We haven't introduced you, but you feel free to talk. It's okay.
I think yellow roses are friendship.
Oh, you know what? I don't have that mic on. Friendship, you say?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good to celebrate on Valentine's. Yeah. Love doesn't necessarily mean romantic love. It could be love of all kinds.
It's true.
Love
kindness.
It. I love that. Very good. Lauren.
Yes, Judd.
We're going to get to this guest in a moment, but you've got some things coming up. You're singing in a few weeks.
Yes. March 16th, the Everybody's a Star organization, which I'm a part of, is honored to be once again singing for your NBA champion Golden State Warriors when they take on the Phoenix Suns.
What will you be singing?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Ah, okay.
For the fifth year in a row, and we couldn't be more thrilled.
That's fantastic. March 16th, get your tickets, folks, and briefly, once again, remind folks what Everybody's a Star is all about.
Well, Everybody's a Star is a nonprofit-based organization based in Sonoma that helps the special needs individuals like myself showcase our talents in professional broadcast quality music videos.
And it's wonderful. And I cannot suggest highly enough that folks go on the website, which is everybodystar.org. Thank you. And you can see Lauren's video among many other great videos.
You sure can.
That's right.
That is awesome. Can you get me some Warriors tickets? Hmm.
Yeah. Do you got some juice there, Lauren?
I could.
Okay. Well, there you go. You heard it here. Maybe we can come up with some sort of a giveaway. Be Lauren's guest at the game. Hey, I've got something I'd like folks to come be a part of as well, if I may.
Oh, sure.
You don't mind?
Tell us about it.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Valentine's Day, there is a Valentine's Kindness Dinner happening here in Napa at Alexis Baking Company downtown. Some people just know it as ABC. Great spot for breakfast and lunch. They're opening for dinner on Valentine's Day. Two seatings, 5:30 and 7:30 p.m., $45 a person. And with that $45, you get a multi-course dinner. There will be wine specials, I think 10 bucks a glass for any wine on the list, including some Judd's Hill wines, by the way. There will be the Kindness Kids, the founders of Napa's Be Kind movement, who have been guests on this very show, will be there to talk about Be Kind and do a little Q&A. There will be live singing entertainment there. And if you would like to join us at ABC for a Be Kind Valentine's dinner, please call ABC, Alexis Baking Company, 707-258-1827. I'll say that again, 707-258-1827. Make your reservation for Valentine's Day. Again, 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. seatings. It's going to be tons of fun. And I think there may still be some cabins left. I haven't checked in, but I think there may be for our Judd's Hill Mississippi cruise coming up April 15th through 23rd, New Orleans to Memphis on a luxury paddle wheeler filled with wine, good food, excursions through historic sites of the South. It's going to be great. I cannot wait. Information on that is at judshill.com. Look for the events tab and it's all there, plus all the other great events. Let's get to our guest. I know she may have to leave a little early, so let's get right to it.
Okay, Judd. Her tight schedule, we don't want, to foil. So let's meet this beloved teacher, most royal. It's time to get chatty with our good friend named Patty, or as her students call her, Miss Coyle.
Oh my gosh, I love that forever and ever.
You've just been Lauren Mould.
I cannot enter a room again without you there, Lauren. Thank you so much.
You'll be like her theme music. You'll follow. You'll be her herald.
Yeah, well, just more the spoken word.
There you go. We'll have trumpets, and then you can. He's signing that for you, by the way.
Thank you so much.
You can take that with you. Patty Coyle is here, and you are the drama director for the St. Helena School System.
The district. Correct.
Which is wonderful. I am an alumnus of that same school system. And I got to say, I'm very happy that there's somebody like you there. By the time I got to high school, there was no more drama. And I felt gypped because growing up, I used to go to the productions and they were so fun. And the late, great, very missed and beloved Richard Miami was the director for a long time there at the high school. Did fabulous productions, and by the time I got there, it was all gone. Aww. He was moved on to something else. So not until my senior year did I get to do a play. They brought it back, and that was fun. Bye Bye Birdie, by the
way. Awesome. I have had so many alumni come up to me in the lobby and tell me that, oh, I wish this was here when I was here.
Yeah, there was a long drought there.
Yeah, there
was. So thank you. Let's get to who you are. A lot of folks know who you are as the drama teacher. But who are you really, Patty Coyle?
Goodness.
Let's talk about where do you come from? You are more recently, I mean, you've been here a long time, but you did not grow up in Napa Valley.
I did not, actually. No. I grew up in Fremont, California.
Not far.
And I was inspired by my instructors at Mission San Jose High School.
Mm-hmm.
First I was a cheerleader, and then I quickly saw that theater was my true passion and joined several drama classes and did all of the shows there, all of the musicals, and then decided to study music at UC Santa Barbara. And everybody from SB was going down to LA, and I said, nope, I'm going to New York. So I moved to New York all by myself with $300 in my pocket.
Wow. It's like in the movies.
I know.
Going to New York with a few bucks and nothing and big dreams.
Big Broadway dreams.
But you were able to get a master's degree at NYU
while
you were there?
Yes. That was 5 years after doing, you know, the audition scene.
What is that like? By the way, the master's degree is in theater. You kept with the theme.
Yes. Yeah, so I have an undergrad in music and a master's in theater. And as my mother likes to say, two useless degrees.
Oh, come on.
But I'm using them both.
You are.
Every single day.
To enrichen, is that a word? Enrich, enliven, and enrich the lives of our youth up valley. So thank you very much.
I hope so.
So give us a glimpse into that world when you move to New York and you only have a few bucks and big dreams hitting the auditions. And
you know, those things you do when you're young and think you're, you know, indestructible and stars in your eyes. And I stayed at the YWCA, and quickly got a sublet in Brooklyn and off of the Actors Equity Board, which is kind of like your main base for auditions.
Yeah.
When you're in New York City on 46th Street in Times Square. And then I arrived in New York on a Monday and I had my first temp job on a Wednesday. So
what were you doing?
I've take my students now to New York and I go up to the Empire State Building or Top of the Rock and I say, I've worked in that building and that building and
really?
That building. One thing I was
do
always
field trips to New York City.
I do, yes.
To and showcase I, theater for the
we
kids,
go to or? The Broadway Student Summit and we attend like three days of classes, workshops with Broadway professionals, and then we see about 3 to 4 Broadway shows.
Oh, did you ever go to the Statue of Liberty?
We go by it the cheap way on the Staten Island Ferry. It's the furs are fake, but the ferry is free. I teach all the students how to live in New York as a starving actor. Like, take the subway, take them to hole-in-the-wall restaurants, take the Staten Island Ferry.
What an amazing experience. I'm going to go look through my transcripts, Lauren. Maybe I didn't actually, you know, officially graduate. Maybe there's I'm missing a credit and I need to go back to St. Helena High School because this sounds great. I want to be a part of this.
Well, chaperone. The list of chaperones is sometimes longer who want to go
I would imagine.
Students.
I do know New York pretty well. I get there at least once a year and do the theater and see the sights. So yes, if you need a chaperone who sort of knows, you know, which street goes to which street, and
great,
I can do that.
Awesome.
Okay, so that's a wonderful program you've got there going.
Oh yes,
and you're using your experience as a New York. Did you get into some? Did any successful auditions?
You know, I had a lot of Broadway callbacks, mm-hmm. and I did a lot of pre-Broadway workshops where, like, a director and a writer are feeling out a production, and that was very exciting. And then I did a lot of regional work. So the misnomer is that you're always going to work in New York City when you move to New York City, but the truth is a lot of regional theaters come there to audition for all over the country. So I did a lot of regional theater work, and then I did a Carnival cruise ship, which I got that job while I was in New York.
Those are good gigs.
Really good
gigs. I've met quite a few actors and other performers who do these cruise ships, and they love it. You send
all the money home. You know, your room and board is paid
for.
That's
right. Apparently it pays well. It's steady work. And
I had to do 2 shows on Monday and 2 shows on Wednesday, and the rest of the time I cruised like everyone else.
And aren't you encouraged to kind of be a host and, you know,
I
make sure people are having a good time?
I didn't have any extra duties. I was really lucky. Like, a lot of the dancers had to do bingo dance with the patrons. But I was super lucky. I got to go on all the excursions, and it was just probably the best job I ever had. If I hadn't met the love of my life back in Manhattan, I would probably still be cruising. But
still
I left
on the cruise ship.
I left the sea for love.
Okay, so you fall in love in New York, and I don't mean to hurry this along. I just know you've got to get to your class here.
Yeah,
in a few
no
minutes,
worries.
So.
Yep.
And so how does that work out? You're in New York. Did you get married there in New York?
Yes. I met my husband at a Chorus Line callback.
So he was also in the biz?
Yes, in the biz. And we looked at each other and said, what are we doing here? I'm a singer who moves well. And he said, I'm an actor. My agent sent me. And we had to do the dance portion of a Chorus Line, which everybody knows, apparently. If you go to a Chorus Line audition, you don't go unless you know the jazz combination. And I had been in the city for 2 weeks. So I foolishly went and made a fool out of myself. But we met each other.
But it's a good thing you went.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, so that happens there. Mm-hmm. Then how do you find yourself and your husband ending up in little old St. Helena or Napa Valley?
You know, that is such an interesting story because my mother's a teacher, and I substitute taught while I was at UCSB, and I always loved teaching. But it really was when 9/11 happened in Manhattan that my husband and I, we had been doing the, you know, audition thing for 5 years, been mildly successful. He did a little bit of film and TV, but we kind of looked at each other and your priorities when something like that happened just come into focus.
Yeah,
and we knew we wanted to have a family someday. And, you know, my motto was always Broadway before babies. And and then that happened. And we just decided, you know, maybe that we can make a bigger impact on the world, a more positive impact than just kind of beating our head against this wall and getting rejected, you know, 5 times a week. So
I can't imagine. I briefly worked in showbiz. My degree's in television production. I worked in Hollywood for a bit, and one of my first temp jobs, just trying to find something, was at for a producer, basically just calling in the actors who were showing up for audition. It was really my first experience, and I got their headshots, and I would tell the producer who was here, and then they'd say, okay, you call
the
this
monitor,
person.
The monitor, we call it in theater.
The monitor, thank you, I guess. It's been a while. What a grind. And I felt so bad for these people because I could see how nervous they were. Most of them just like sitting there and the nervous chatter and then having
and
to come
go,
in and
like
what they went through.
Like in that La La Land scene and everybody looks just like you.
Or did you mean Moonlight?
Oops.
A little Oscar reference.
Very good.
Wrong envelope.
Yes. Okay, so you did that. I can't imagine having to go through that myself, being on that side of it.
Well, Giuliani, after 9/11, said, go about your business. Don't let the terrorists win. You do everything that you were going to do. So I had an audition planned for Thursday at the Actors Equity Building, and I went, and I sang, and you know, these nice, you know, musical theater girls in the lobby said, oh, does this skirt make me look fat? And did he ask you to sing a second song? And I kind of wanted to be like, what is wrong with you? Do you know what just happened 2 days ago? So suddenly everything just felt so shallow to me. And, you know, that was at the time. And there were parts of being in musical theater that were very enriching and not like that at all. But at that time, that was like this ginormous sign to me. And so
that'll give you some perspective.
Yeah. I had been deferring my enrollment to NYU year after year after year. And they'd very nice of them to be holding my spot. So I called them up and I said, can I attend? You know, can I come? And so I began that the following fall at NYU. And got my master's degree and so went abroad.
What is that then? When you get a master's in theater, what do you leave with? What type of knowledge? What have you filled yourself with in that type of program?
You know, it's interesting because there are different tracks once you get to the graduate level. So you can do the directing track, you can do the stage manager track, you could do that MFA, Master of Fine Arts performance track, and I decided to do the educational theater track. So I knew I wanted to direct and teach. And so NYU has a wonderful educational theater program, master's at the Steinhardt School of Education. And we not only learned to teach theater directly, but we learned to be teaching artists and we learned to teach other instructors how to use theater in the classroom.
Okay. And you obviously that's bearing fruit for you
right now. Yeah.
That's great.
And I started teaching in New York right out of NYU at the Convent of the Sacred Heart, which is an all-girls Catholic school on the Upper East Side. And
what type of productions were you doing with them?
I was, I developed their creative drama program in their lower school. So I developed a pre-K through fourth grade drama program. But I would do Shakespeare with fourth graders, you know, a pared-down production. I'd do musicals, and I had to do one for every single grade level. So there'd be a pre-K musical and then a K musical, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it was intense. But
that sounds it. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know,
I'm trying to imagine.
Actually a lot easier than my current assignment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to get there. So you said you went abroad for a little bit.
I did. I studied in my undergrad, I studied in England at the University of Birmingham.
Oh.
And then in my graduate, I also studied.
Is there
studied.
Much theater in England? Is that like kind of a big thing over there? Many actors come out of there?
Well, some people say they invented it, but I don't know.
You must have been exposed to quite a bit.
It was wonderful. Yeah. And the training there is so different than here.
Oh.
It was great. And it was a lot of voice work. How to lower my speaking voice and, you know, speak like a trained classical actor, which I really needed because I have a tendency to talk really high-pitched. And
Lauren, we should have had some lines here for her. Get some readings.
Well, we don't have a script, Judd.
I'm saying we should have prepared better is what I'm saying.
Of course.
I'm calling ourselves out on this
no
one.
No script and no rehearsing.
It's right in the lyrics, actually. He's right. This show, no script and no rehearsing.
Thank you, Lauren. You got to stick to your motto.
But we will not put you on the
exactly.
spot. We don't have to do any improv. Okay, you do the voice training.
Yes. And then my graduate degree, I also studied in London and in Ireland, actually, with the Graffiti Theater Company, which is a children's theater company. And my husband and I always thought we wanted to start a youth theater company. But we haven't done it yet, but we're kind of doing it anyway. It's kind of...
And does he also work
He is a local
arts?
Actor,
okay.
And he's done several productions with Shakespeare Napa Valley and at the college.
Oh, then
and
I'm sure I've seen him.
Yeah, yeah. And we all, as a family, were the Cratchits in A Christmas Carol
really?
At the college. Yes.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. My littlest was Tiny Tim at the time.
You are now close to my heart right now.
Ah, Mrs. Cratchit. I was pregnant at the time. She'd been stealing all the food from all the children, I think. That's why they looked so hungry.
See,
I was nice and round.
The ghost of Christmas present right there.
Yeah.
In fourth grade, so this is 80-something, early 80s, the high school was doing, when they did productions.
When they had theater.
Yeah. So glad they do again. But back then, it was Christmas Carol. And my cousin was playing Bob Cratchit. So I, as a fourth grader, got the part as Tiny Tim because there was a little family resemblance.
I need a photo.
So I played his son, and I got to be up there with my little crutch and look pathetic and say,
and
you
the
know,
last
God bless
line
us,
of the show.
Everyone. Yes. How would you read? How would you direct me to deliver that line now that we're 35 years later?
Well, give me one reading of it, and I will give you an adjustment.
You know, I don't remember the lead up, and I certainly haven't prepared my emotional. I'm not in my emotional place.
Your motivation. What is Tiny Tim's motivation for God bless us everyone?
Yeah, you know,
that's what I would ask my
things
actor.
Had been so bleak, and he is on death's door. I think, in fact, in one of the visions, he
dies. Yes,
he
in
dies.
The ghost, yes, If Scrooge doesn't change his ways.
As I recall, my aunt was crying.
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim is gone. Yes. Right. So I'm starting to get a little emotional.
Well,
I'm
I had to actually have my own son on stage, and then in The Ghost of Christmas Future shows that he dies, and I have, you know, the wonderful Jennifer King directed it so that he would walk away from me into the arms of the death.
The
spectre. Eater. He looked exactly like the Death Eater at the time, and every night, I mean, like, life.
How do you hold it together?
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to. I mean,
no, I was a basket case, Mrs. Scratchit, appropriately.
Okay, so.
Okay, fast forward.
Things are good.
Okay.
Scrooge has changed his ways. There's food on the table.
Yes.
You've done.
And he's giving the blessing
for
the meal
with you before.
Correct.
Yeah, and he says. Raises a glass, at least I think I had a little cup of something, and I said, you know, God bless us, everyone. No, it wasn't like that.
Between God bless us and everyone.
I think Richard Miami had a similar read on that. you know, God bless us, everyone, and everyone turns and looks and raises, and the curtain comes down.
I know. I love that moment. It's awesome.
Okay. I'm glad we had this moment together to talk about that. We could share that.
Yes. So. We have a lot in common, actually.
Yes.
You know, your senior year, you did Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie. Were you in Bye Bye Birdie as well?
On the stage.
Yes.
Which is no longer.
It's a new stage.
It's a beautiful new stage standing in the same place.
Which I got to experience for the very first time on Friday evening. I had not been back to the new Performing Arts Center.
And what do you think?
It's gorgeous.
Isn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
I'm so lucky.
By the time we were using that auditorium as a high schooler, it was, I think, fair to say, a little dilapidated, a little dreary.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. St. Helena has something to be proud of in that Performing Arts Center.
Oh, and thank you to the community through a bond measure who built it. I just pinched myself.
Let's talk about what you've been doing there. What goes on that stage?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Your senior year, you did Bye Bye Birdie. And my senior year in high school, I did Fiddler on the Roof.
Ah.
And I was title. And I have wanted to do the show as a director ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So the opportunity came up. I felt like I had the cast. And so we are producing Fiddler on the Roof. And we open March 9th for 6 performances.
It's
at
six.
The new Performing Arts Center.
Oh, I'm glad you said 6. I've written down the 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, and 17th. So which one am I missing?
No, we are doing 2 shows on...
it's a double show day.
Yeah, we have 3 shows the first weekend.
Okay.
And 2 shows on the 16th, a matinee and an evening performance. And then we close on the 17th.
To get the correct information is... sthelenadrama.com, and saint is just ST.
Correct.
sthelenadrama.com. So let's talk about Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes, I would love to.
How did this come about? How are the kids taking to Imperial Russia?
I know. You know, they're doing... every year I have a different, you know, set of students who enroll in the CTE Advanced Drama class. And this year I just have an extremely talented group. Happens to be that many of the students have grown up in the program. So they started with The Sound of Music as young kids in 2011, and now they're in high school. And so I have a very strong group, and we've really entrenched ourselves into this time period, but it's still hard for them. You know, these people, these peasants in Russia, they live in a shtetl, and they're on the, you know, the close of Imperial Russia, and they're very oppressed and eventually have to leave their home. And it's very hard for a high school kid, you know, to put themselves in that mindset.
As a high school kid in St. Helena, how do you as the director get them to feel like they might be in that situation?
You know, we actually spoke a little bit about people who had to flee during the fires.
Mm.
I really try to just kind of... through research and then through emotional exchange, how would you feel if the only place you had ever known you were forced to flee, you were forced to leave, you know, and you probably would never see it again and never see some of these people again, you know? So I think that that helped a little bit. We're still working on it. We're still finding our characters. And we're still, you know, delving deeply into ourselves, our motivation to get there. But you know that Tevye has just been beat down and beat down and beat down.
Yeah.
And I've got this wonderful actor, Frank Lenny, playing him, who's just a really jolly kid. You know, he's just a happy guy. And
but that underlies, I think, Tevye's character, even though he's been beat down, beat down, beat down. And he's, I mean, in a lot of the scenes, you can tell there's a sadness there. But I think overall, he keeps it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he can sing and he can
dance.
He
keeps going.
And he keeps going.
Keeps asking God to help him keep going. And with humor, you know.
Yes.
And he finds, you know, almost all the time. I think when his, you know, we're right now we're staging when his third daughter Chava leaves. And I think that really breaks him. You know, Chava leaves and marries a Russian. I think that that's really the straw for him. And that is, we're, the first act is very happy. And they have a couple foreshadowing moments. Mm-hmm. And then the second act is just, I think we're going to sell tissue in the lobby as a fundraiser.
Absolutely. Second act is the reason I've only ever seen that show once. Even though, you know, I know the music forwards and backwards, such a great collection of songs in there. And it really is a wonderful story. I think most people could probably relate to on some level, you know, ideas of loss or, well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, when Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock and Joseph Stein brought the show, you know, 1961, they had, you know, Irish people coming up to them and say, oh, that was, Yenta was my grandmother, you know. And they had Italian people go, oh my gosh, Golda, she was my mother, you know. So I think, although they were very nervous in 61 that the show would be too Jewish, actually it is in all of the research, they were so nervous it would be too Jewish. People just came out in droves because this universal theme of the youth changing faster than their parents want them to.
That's it.
The balance, the tradition.
It's something I think, as I said, most people can relate to. What, you know, the characters themselves, they're, yeah, these impoverished Jewish people in this village in
100 years ago,
Russia.
Yeah.
But
turn of the century.
When you see what they're going through and what they're talking about, it's everybody.
Yeah, it might be now, you know, the internet or, you know, video games or, you know, but it's happening. You know, the type of music you're listening to or what you're wearing,
right.
Or, you know, it's still happening
disassociation
today.
And loss and
all of those themes, you know. And so in the end, I mean, I think that the directors talk about in history, the musical theater history, well, it's a labor of love. They said, maybe it'll be open for one season.
Yeah.
And it was the most successful. It ran 3,000 performances. The first show to ever hit that Broadway mark.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Until it was superseded by Grease. Later. And then Cats. And then.
Right. On and on. But yeah, and it's had a few revivals.
Oh,
I
my
think.
Gosh.
I think
five, 50 years it's been on Broadway and 5 revivals.
Didn't one of the last revivals, Sheldon Harnick, the original, one of the songwriters, one of the writers actually wrote a new song for it. Which was interesting. And I don't know it off the top of my head, but I remember reading about that. Like, wow.
I didn't read about that. I know that Sondheim did that for a revival of West Side Story, but I didn't hear that about Fither. Now I have to go look that up.
Look it up. You know, maybe I dreamt that, but look that up. So this is very exciting. This is Fiddler on the Roof in St. Helena.
Yes.
March 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, and 17th.
Right.
And all the dates are at sthelenadrama.com. Get tickets there.
Yeah, get your tickets ahead of time. You can pick out your seat, and there's no bad seat in the house.
And the new auditorium is smaller than the old auditorium.
It is.
So you want to make sure you get seats for this.
Yes. And already we've sold quite a few seats, so make sure you get online and get your seats.
Good. We still have a few minutes, so I'm curious. Yeah. How do you choose the shows you're going to do? Do you take the kids you've got into account?
Yes, I do. That's a great question. I take the kids that are coming up into account, but also I can't do any project that I don't really love and feel like I believe in its message. I have to work, you know, we all have to work so long and hard on it. 3-4 months of rehearsal. And then in technical rehearsals, you have to see the show about 100 times. And I have to just really believe in it. You know, we did The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime this fall, which was kind of our edgiest, most contemporary piece we've done. And we just all were so on board, so invested in it, and felt like it was just a wonderful thing for the community. And I feel the same about this show. I think, like we're talking about, all the reasons that it's still relevant after all of these years, but it's just such a beautiful piece. You know, everybody's always asking me to do Grease. Schools do Grease. That's great. High schools do Grease. That's wonderful.
St. Helena did Grease when I was in elementary. Right. I remember going to see it.
They've done it. Wonderful. Been there, done that. Okay. And I just feel like there's just so many wonderful pieces out there that need, this generation needs to see Fiddler.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people my generation and older know Fiddler, love Fiddler. But I'm introducing it to some of these students for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And it's this classic, you know, it's part of the fabric of Broadway history. And it's, I feel like, our responsibility to introduce it to the next generation.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And it's nice that there's such an insider like yourself who has access to these other shows, like the edgier shows that aren't as well known, that you know that your kids could shine in and showcase their talent. That's great. Thank you.
Welcome.
Coming
my
up,
pleasure.
So get tickets, folks. Before you go, only a couple minutes. There's so many things here, but I know you got to go. Things you like to do for fun outside of your work, even though it sounds like your work is so fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do have a very full life. I have three children of my own. Yeah. Two boys that were born in New York and are now 10 and 12. Uh-huh. And they go to the wonderful school NVLA here in Napa. Mm-hmm. Yay. Shout out.
Yeah. Bueno.
And then I have a 3.5-year-old daughter who's in preschool. And those kids keep us so busy, but in a wonderful way. The boys are very athletic. Uh-huh. We're in the crossover between basketball and baseball, so I'm losing my mind. And but it's great. And actually, my oldest son, although we did not push him into the family business, he did get cast in his sixth grade musical. So we're very excited about that. He'll be playing Horton in Seussical
April. Whoa. Hey,
so maybe a little shadowing of the family business there, but they keep us really busy, and we love to travel.
Yes.
My parents actually both worked for the airlines when I was growing up, so I got the travel bug, and I've been all over the world and love it. And
is your restoration of this vintage trailer part of your travel bug to,
yes,
to bring the family
we
around?
We couldn't afford to take them to Europe anymore, so we bought a vintage trailer, and we have other best friends who also have one. And so we hit the road every summer. And, you know, the beauty is that we have summers off together.
Oh,
my whole
yes,
family.
Yes,
and so,
that's great.
But, you know, time off together and no budget. You know, what do you do? So we got this vintage trailer, and we're hitting the Oregon and Washington coast this summer.
How fun.
Very excited about that.
Have a great time. You can bring your ukulele. You told me you just started playing ukulele
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. That's when I started, was on our big trip last year. So our big camping trip. So around the fire, me, ukulele, summer.
All for
I
it.
I can taste it right now.
I approve of that statement. Mm-hmm. That's great. I got to ask you, though, we've got a couple minutes. We can get to this. If you wouldn't mind, you know, be candid, honest, if you're going to answer. If you don't want to answer, you don't have to answer. But if you're going to answer, lay it out there, please, for our listeners' sake.
You're making me very nervous.
And if people from the district are listening, you know, you can say it however you want to say it. Use whatever phrasing you want, but I do want an honest answer. Do you go nuts for donuts?
Oh, my God, the pink box.
The pink box.
The pink box is in the room, everybody.
However,
I wish you could see it.
The pink donut is gone. Bob St. Laurent got to my donuts before
Did
I could
Bob
get in here.
Bob take the maple if he took... No. Oh, there's a maple. Oh, my God.
What?
Maple, my favorite.
We just need to isolate that. I want that as a tag for my show. Because I would say more than 90% of the folks that come on this show pick the maple old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned maple. How can you go wrong? I've got my coffee. I've got my old-fashioned maple. I'm talking to you.
No big whoop. Okay, I was about to ask you to improv a scene. You just did it. Thank you. That's fine. Now we can get to everyone's favorite party game here on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
This is Mad Libs.
That's right. We're going to play a game of Mad Libs. You can have your donut while you play this.
Oh, God. You know.
That's not a problem.
This is what we do on our camping trips as well. The first time we pulled it out, I had a little bit of grammar phobia. And so I'm glad. This was all leading up to this moment. Those Mad Libs with my kids were preparing me for this moment.
The universe works in strange ways, Patty. Are you ready? You know how this works.
Okay.
You seem like a pro already.
I think I'm ready.
The first thing I'm going to need from you is a plural noun.
Puppies.
Puppies.
That's what's happening in my house right now.
Oh, you're having puppies. Okay, another story for another time, but that congratulations.
Thank
or
you.
As they'd say, maybe in Fiddler, Mazel Tov.
Oh, yes.
A geographic location.
Okay, I love Fiddler. The barren wasteland of Siberia.
My goodness.
I
That's
know.
A line,
Who
right?
wouldn't want to go there?
Don't they mention that?
Hoddle actually leaves her whole family to see her love in the barren wasteland in Siberia.
Oh, is that how it plays in there?
Oh, Hoddle.
An adjective.
Perky. Okay. I've been accused of it before.
Perky. We like perky. Like to keep the show perky from time to time. Another geographic location.
Oh, God. My bed in Browns Valley. My favorite place.
My bed in Browns Valley. All right. Good place to be on a chilly winter morning, I'm sure. Mm. Thanks for coming in this early.
Oh.
And playing a little hooky. You got a substitute up there, right?
I do. Okay, Mr. Great. B, I hope you're doing well, Evan Blassingame. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, Mr. Blassingame. The name of a person in this room.
Well, Lauren Mole, of course.
Lauren Mole, okay.
Shout out. I have a poem for life now from
yeah,
him.
Yeah, right on. Another plural noun.
Well, vintage trailers.
Okay, we're just talking about that. Why not? Vintage trailers and one more plural noun.
Those are my weakness. Let's see.
You can do it.
Rock trolls.
Rock trolls. Isn't that those characters from...
Troll? Wait.
Troll or Frozen.
Frozen.
They're the ones...
Yes, the parents.
Bit of a fixer-upper. I think
right.
that's
their... Right. You have daughters at home watching
yeah,
Frozen
maybe
nonstop,
do.
Maybe.
Okay, Patty Coyle. We're done filling in the blanks.
I'm going to eat my donut.
Go ahead, please. Earlier today, I was online doing a little research about this show, and I found an article about you and this production of Fiddler on the Roof. In the Napa Valley Register and St. Helena Star. I think it ran maybe in both. You've just rewritten a portion of this article, which we're going to read right now. Are you ready?
Oh, my gosh. I love
okay,
this.
Here
okay,
we go.
I'm ready.
Fiddler on the Roof, a gem from Broadway's golden age of musicals, still resonates today with its theme of trying to find balance in a tumultuous world. Oh, I get it now. Like a fiddler.
On the
he's
roof,
balancing on
is...
the apex of the... How did I never... Okay. Okay, so that's the intro to this article. Here we go. The show is directed by Patty Coyle and stars a large group of puppies.
Oh.
I'm going to every
Even
show.
Even harder direct than high school kids.
Stars a large group of puppies who have grown up in the barren wasteland of Siberia drama program. Okay. This show offers a perky night of theater for all ages.
It's like the puppy bowl,
yeah,
but with headscarves.
That second act of Fiddler, everyone always describes it as just so perky.
Yeah.
Okay, Coyle said. Sorry, that was your quote. Though the story is set... how about a number? I first skipped over this one. Any number.
Oh, my favorite number, 2.
Okay, sorry about that. Ha ha, la la la. Okay, though the story is set more than 2 years ago in my bed in Browns Valley. Very conceptual. I can't wait to see the
it's
set.
Like, I know, I can, it's a movie in my mind right now. Yeah. I can see the whole thing.
It's the puppies and the bed.
I can see it.
Staged, supposed to take place 2 years ago. Okay, so though the story is set more than 2 years ago in my bed in Browns Valley, the struggle of Lauren Mole and his community remains
I
relevant
see
today.
See Lauren with puppies all over him.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's all coming together. I love this. So the story of your struggle, Lauren, remains relevant today with the plight of vintage trailers and rock trolls dominating the headlines.
Oh, man.
Well.
I know. I mean, we need an advocacy for rock troll vintage trailers.
I think so.
Yes.
You may be just that person, Lauren.
That was great.
Patty Coyle, you are the director of drama at the St. Helena School System. Fiddler on the Roof is coming up in just a few weeks, and tickets for this
tickets.
And probably all future shows can be had at sthelenadrama.com, and Saint is S-T.
Correct.
Don't spell out Saint. It's
Do
sthelenadrama.com.
No spelling.
I know you got to go. You've got students waiting
all
for
right.
you.
All right. I've got... Yeah, third period students.
And if any of them are listening, your teacher's coming. Be good to Mr.
Blasingame. I'm on my way.
Behave.
Thank you.
Thank
your
you
monologues
very much.
Will be performed tomorrow for a grade. Okay.
pressure's on. You got your donut?
Yes.
Okay.
Did I get the whole box?
Would you like to take them? How about for Mr. Blasingame?
I think that's a great thank you
okay,
gift.
There
thank
you go.
Thank you.
Compliments of Judd's Napa Valley
oh my
Show
gosh.
For being so kind to let
thank
you off to come
you.
Here.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank
can't
you for
wait
having
to see
me.
The show.
It was so much fun.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but
thank
we will
both.
Be back.
You're listening to Judd's Napa Valley Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
You guys ready?
Come on!
Do you respect what Josh McDaniels did? If your heart's not in it, your head's not in it, you tap out. Or do you say you don't respect him because he let it get too far down the road?
Well, his agent fired him. How about that? Bob Lamont, you know, he said, look, my word, he gave his word to the Colts. And he said, you know, when your word is broken, you know, your bond is broken, you have nothing left. And, you know, he said that's he couldn't represent him anymore. And, you know, he said you're committing coaching, you know, suicide with this. Now, who else would hire him unless it's just the Patriots? Now you got to be all in with the Patriots because nobody else is going to go, hey, Josh, you interested in? Yeah, I am. Gambling.
But do you think in Boston people mess with Josh McDaniels? Like he's out at dinner with his family and I like a steak medium rare. Are you sure, Mr. McDaniels? Are you sure you want a steak medium rare? Are you sure? Like just messing with him.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Love it. It's my favorite.
My favorite.
Weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh sure, February is short, but February's cute and has a great personality. Hey, February's the month of
love.
Join 99.3 The Vine and 1440 KVON as we celebrate the month of
love
with some great gifts, a staycation at McClelland Priest Bed and Breakfast, wine tasting at Uncorked at Oxbow, and a class at Napa Hot Yoga, a romantic dinner at Downtown Joe's, a tour package for two on the Napa Wine Train, and flowers from Sal the Flower Guy. Just text KVON to 31996 to enter. We'll give away a prize package on Valentine's Day and another at the end of the month. Yes, the month of
love.
From 99.3 The Vine and 1440 KVON.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Be swept away in a sublime world of kings, queens, and storybook creatures in the treasured fairy tale love story of Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty. The nationally acclaimed Atlantic City Ballet will bring this stunning performance to the Lincoln Theater, Saturday, February 17th at 7 p.m. The performance includes local dancers, stunning choreography, and Tchaikovsky's amazing score. It's a classic the entire family will enjoy. For more information and tickets, visit lincolntheater.org or call 944-9900. Many a successful relationship has blossomed at Downtown Joe's. Bring your special love to Downtown Joe's for a four-course Valentine's dinner featuring salad, cioppino, choice of filet mignon beef Wellington, chicken marsala, or grilled pesto salmon with a chocolate truffle cheesecake for dessert. Oh, and every lady gets a flower. Downtown Joe's Valentine's dinner service starts at 5 o'clock upstairs in the Riverview Dining Room. Then stick around for karaoke every Wednesday night at 8:30 and catch all the NBA and college basketball action on the video wall. See you at Downtown Joe's.
Community Grapevine.
Hi, I'm Bailey Brady from the Vintage High School Choir.
Do you hear the people sing? Don't miss Vintage High's production of the blockbuster Broadway musical Les Miserables. Les Miserables runs for 10 performances March 1st through 11th at the NVUSD Auditorium. Reserve your tickets at vhschoirs.com. That's vhschoirs.com or call 299-2520.
Congratulations to legend and on-air personality Ira C. Smith, who was named Napa Chamber of Commerce's 2017 Ambassador of the Year. Ira has worked tirelessly to provide pressing information to our community, especially during the recent wildfires. During the most terrifying time of 2017, Ira's first priority was alerting our audience of important updates to keep everyone safe and informed. This is a well-deserved recognition, and we are honored to work with someone so hardworking and crucial to the fabric of Napa Valley.
Congratulations, Ira!
Everyone's a Finkle friend on Judd's Napa Valley Show. At 1440 on your AM dial in Northern California and streaming live around the world at KVON.com, back to Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Thanks, Lauren Mole. Sure to appreciate it. We just had the honor of having St. Helena School System drama director Patty Coyle join us. She had to split and get back to actually teach some students, which we all appreciate. And, you know, we should mention, we neglected to mention that one of our former guests here and my former choir teacher all growing up in St. Helena, Craig Bond, is the musical director of that show. So we want to make sure Craig gets the credit and the respect he deserves. An amazing man, musician, teacher. I'm even all the more excited now to go see Fiddler on the Roof. And we also chatted briefly, Patty and I. She and I have something else in common. We have both gone to Europe with Craig. Craig leads these choir trips, jazz choir trips to Europe. And I went as a teen. It was an amazing experience getting to travel through Europe with my fellow classmates, singing and performing and meeting locals and experiencing the various aspects of the local culture. It was just an amazing experience. She went as an adult with their adult jazz choir called Jazz at Seven. And so it was fun being able to compare some notes about that shared experience, you know, maybe 20-something years apart. But cool. Craig's always up to something good. We should probably have him back on the show, in fact.
We could.
I think that's a good idea. So I'll give the plug once again for that show. That is Fiddler on the Roof, St. Helena High School production. It's sthelenadrama.com. And don't spell out Saint, put S-T. So sthelenadrama.com. And that will be March 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, and 17th. Six shows over those 5 days, and should be just marvelous. Can't wait. Something I do want to bring up, and you know, I'm probably not as prepared as I should be for this segment due to a tech issue. I'm not able to plug in my little audio player that has some audio I would have liked to have played, but just this past week we lost a good friend.
We did,
and a former guest on the show, two-time guest on this show, one of the great voices of jazz and the American songbook, Wesley Whitfield, passed away. And, you know, I knew that she had recently retired from singing, and I was at one of her last performances. She was doing a weekly gig at Silos with her husband and also a good friend of the show, Mike Greensill, on piano. And you know, they said that she's going to be retiring, and I guess I didn't realize the seriousness of her situation, and I kind of wish I had. I would have certainly reached out a little more, but maybe they were keeping it under wraps. I don't know. This is all conjecture now, but when I read that she had, Mike had sent out an email to people on their email list, which I was on because I always wanted to know when they're performing, saying, you know, thank you for the cards and messages, and he was glad to be able to read them to her. Usually these are the things that, I'm paraphrasing now, I don't have it in front of me, but usually these are the types of tributes one hears at a memorial, and it's so nice that she could hear them herself. And I thought, my goodness, this certainly does not sound good. And then it was either the next day or 2 days later, he announced that she had passed, and it certainly hit me in the gut. She's one of these people that I just, you know, the moment I first met her, thought, this is a wonderful person that I need to stay connected to somehow. Not just because of her vocal talent, and she really, you've heard her sing, Lauren, she really, to say an amazing voice is an understatement, and I'm not well-versed enough in the art and the vocabulary of vocal jazz to speak to that and use maybe all the right adjectives. But when you heard her sing, or I'll speak for myself, when I heard her sing, even if it was a song that was familiar to me, and this sounds like a cliche, but I felt like I was hearing it really for the first time. She was such an amazing interpreter of the music, the way she would phrase it, and also the way Mike would arrange it on the piano. and her technique was just something to be in awe of. And I don't use that word awesome lightly. I truly mean to be in awe of. And with that great vocal talent also came this great sense of humor. You know, when you went to see them perform, every song pretty much was introduced with a short little story, maybe about its history or what it meant to them. And it was always entertaining, sometimes self-deprecating, sometimes deprecating each other in some way, or the some maybe not so flattering story about the songwriter that would make the audience laugh. And but no matter what, it always made us appreciate the song all that much more by having her words to preface it. And I would have liked to have played a little something from her right now. And unfortunately, as I said, the technology is not working out at the moment. I checked today. Her website is still up, Wesla Whitfield, and that's Wesla, WeslaWhitfield.com. And on there, you can certainly see some videos of her performances. You can hear some her songs. The audio files are up there. You can probably maybe even order CDs. I'm not exactly sure, but if not there, then get them somewhere. They're well worth having. And there are some lovely tributes to her online. The New York Times had a had an obituary. I'm laughing because I did see a post that Mike, you know, her husband, put up there, and he said that they were aware that the obituary was going to run, I guess, shortly before she passed, and she said something to the effect, you know, like, you know, some people will do anything for publicity, right. And very happy to have made the Times, making a joke about, you know, finally making the New York Times. But she worked in New York, she worked in San Francisco, she worked around the world, she sang for presidents. On and on and on, and she will be very missed here.
She will.
Folks who would like to hear her appearance on this show can certainly go back to our iTunes, the Apple iTunes store, and look back through our shows and look for the Mike Greensill and Wesla Whitfield episode, as well as I think both of our Musical Bonanza shows feature her music on there.
That's right. But you know, interesting that you bring this up, because we recently recorded an episode with both Wesla and Mike for their second appearance at the Grog Shop, but somehow it just never got on the air.
Oh, it's not? It hasn't?
It never got on the air, Judd.
Well, let me look into that. I'll look into that. So maybe there's a lost episode. That's actually
that's probably
makes
one
me
of
a
our
little
lost
excited.
That's probably one of our lost episodes.
Okay, well, that's in name only. They're not lost, like lost forever. We will. Let me do a little research and see if we can dig up that file.
Sure.
Because we recorded that at the WikiWiki Grog Shop, and you're right, not all of those air in a regular rotation. So if that one hasn't aired, maybe there's some fresh material to come. I'm glad that you said that. That'll keep her memory going for a little longer. Not that anyone's ever going to forget her at any time. But, you know, to her, we say thank you for all of the wonderful music, the wonderful humor, the resilience that she showed throughout her life. If you listen to the show or you read anything about her, you know, she has not always had it easy. But she overcame quite a bit. And to Mike, we say you have all of our best wishes, and we would love to have you back on this show sometime soon. He wrote that his show is going to continue on, and he will continue to be at Silos, I believe, on Thursdays. I don't know about this very Thursday or not, but it's certainly worth calling Silos to find out. And I know I'll certainly be down there, not just as a show of support, but because, you know, selfishly, I just am always entertained by him, so I'm looking forward to many more great evenings of music with him, and we just wanted to acknowledge this great friend of the show who is no longer with us, and just say thank you. So here's to you, Wesla. I wish I had a song at this very moment, but we'll tack one on for the podcast content, and we'll hear a little something. So, Lauren, thank you very much for another great hour of radio. It's always a pleasure to be here with you here in Napa Valley. And I'm looking forward to next week.
Such an honor, Judd.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity. This is Lauren Mole speaking for Judd's Napa Valley Show, a Gillamar production.
Oh, sure, February is short, but February's cute and has a great personality. Hey, February's the month of
love.
Join 99.3 The Vine and 1440 KVON as we celebrate the month of
love
with some great gifts, including a sip, savor, and relax Napa staycation with